finance and economics.
Kebab consumption. What a barbecue craze says about China's economic growth prospects.
Over the past few decades, the small industrial city of Zibor has been best known for its petrochemical output. In recent months, however, it has become the centre of a national barbecue craze and social media phenomenon unlike anything China has seen before. Tourists have flooded the city in the central province of Shandong in the hope of munching its mythical kebabs, posting videos on Douyin, the local version of TikTok, and then departing. Arenas have been converted into makeshift dining halls in order to cope with the massed crowds. To ease constraints on the supplies of meat and grills, local banks have started handing out low-interest loans designed specifically for merchants in barbecue-related industries. During the recent May Day holiday, one of the most important weeks of the year for domestic shopping and entertainment spending, the Chemicals Hub was listed as a top tourist destination alongside other popular places such as the Great Wall and the Terracotta Warriors. A widely shared internet meme jokes that the last time this many people showed up in the city was during the Siege of Qi, a famous battle that took place in the area in 284 BC. This frenzied activity in Zibor should be helping China recover from its zero-COVID era. Analysts have highlighted consumption as a bright spot in the Chinese economy this year amid a gloomier outlook for construction and manufacturing. Indeed, at first glance, activity during the recent holiday appears to be strong. The resumption in tourism has been stunning. A record 274 million people travelled, up 19% from before the pandemic. Yet other data reveal a more modest recovery, only to levels last seen in 2019, before COVID-19, and not beyond them. Although more people travelled this year, spending per head was down by more than 10% against 2019, according to HSBC, a bank. As a consequence, domestic tourism revenues were up by a mere 0.7% on 4 years ago. Chinese consumers are not back to normal, warns the boss of an asset management firm. They are focused on food and fun, not big-ticket items like cars, he says. Auto sales were down 1.4% year-on-year in the first 4 months of 2023. Young folk are going out of their way to spend less. Since the end of zero COVID, many tourists have described themselves as special ops travellers. This alludes to dropping into a location, spending as little time and money as possible, and then moving on to the next spot, much as an elite military outfit might pass through a location unnoticed. The activity has become something of a sport, where young people visit a list of popular places and check them off by posting pictures on social media. Zibor's kebabs have been one of the top items to tick off from the list. It is not, though, just youthful frugality behind weak consumption figures. Urban disposable incomes barely grew, at least by Chinese standards, in the first 3 months of the year, up just 2.7% in real terms compared to the same period a year ago, notes Raymond Young of ANZ, a bank. A fifth of youngsters are now out of work, double the rate in April 2019, he adds. Zibor kebabs are the perfect treat for a budget traveller. They are consumed at low tables with a small stove, heated by coal. When the fat starts to drip, the meat is scraped into a thin pancake and dipped first into a garlic and chili paste, and then into a salty mixture of sesame and peanut. A bottle of the city's local beer, called Lulansha, comes to less than 3 yuan, that's 40 cents. Four people can eat and drink for hours on less than 350 yuan. The craze is about more than the simple food. One barbecue purveyor who has operated a shop for several years in the city's Lindsay district points out that anyone can sell chuan er, as the dish is called locally. It is Shandong's big-hearted hospitality that people across the country are seeking out in Zibor.